Welcome back to the Mittner Method. In today's last episode of our series on featuring returning quarterbacks, we're going to turn to the Sun Belt. Now, this is an often forgotten conference, but we have three quarterbacks that really stand out to me and provide possible value when you're looking at futures and things of that nature when it comes to the conference. And these three quarterbacks are going to be difference makers that can, elevate their team to a possible conference championship. Now, as always, if you've listened to any of the other episodes in this series, returning quarterbacks have to meet the threshold of 125 dropbacks in 2023. Otherwise, they won't be featured in the episode or the correlating articles that go along with it. Now, there's only six returning quarterbacks that meet that threshold in the Sun Belt also. But we are going to focus on the three that can make the biggest difference. And as always, we're going to use PFF passing grades and metrics to evaluate each quarterback. And we're going to look at their depth profile. So, you know, where they pass the ball, where they excel, whether it's short, medium, or deep. And then we're going to include my metrics, which is the Mickey Mouse throw percentage metric, which is a combination of behind the line of scrimmage attempts and short attempts. The average for that is 55.8%. And then the big dog throw percentage, which is a combination of medium attempts and deep attempts. And the average big dog attempts percentage is 37.6%. Now, I know those are like funny names, and you're probably like, what is this silliness? But it's really to get, it tells a story, okay? It tells us a story on whether or not the coaching staff trusts the quarterback to move the ball down the field and take those chances, or if they're going to keep them in a safe, comfortable box to throw little bitty layup routes and screens and things like that. So without further ado, let's dive in. Our first quarterback is going to be Joey Aguilar at Appalachian State. Now, Aguilar had an incredible 2023 season, and it was his first year starting at Appalachian State, and he led them to a Sun Belt championship game. Now, his counting stats in 2023 were pretty incredible. 3,757 passing yards, 33 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. Now, his overall profile is also as impressive, especially for a group of five quarterback. You know, you just don't see these guys a lot. And unless you're diving into the metrics, you just kind of, they get forgotten, you know. So his kept clean PFF grade last year was 22nd, and his kept clean QB rating was 15th. Now, remember, that's out of 162 qualifying quarterbacks. So that's nothing to, like, scoff at. Now, his deep attempts percentage was 29th, and his deep PFF grade was 55th, and his QB rating 36th. Even more impressive than that is his medium attempts percentage, where he was 17th, and his PFF grade and QB rating were 28th and 26th, respectfully. So what we have here is we have a coaching staff that trusts and has significant confidence in Aguilar and allowed him to prosper in these medium to deep parts of the field. Appalachian State is the only team in the Sun Belt with top 50 returning production for offense and defense. And with that being said, on top of that, the only two defenses that they're going to face that were top 60 in S&P plus defense were South Alabama and James Madison. And both of those teams are bottom 20 in returning production. So on the face level, you know, even though they were decent defenses last year, they're not bringing back, and especially James Madison, their entire team has been gutted. You know, their entire coaching staff left for Indiana. They took a lot of the players. And, you know, this isn't a James Madison piece, but they're predicted somehow to win 8.5 games. I have no idea. But if Joey Aguilar cuts down on the turnovers, I just really don't see any way that Appalachian State's not making it back to the Sun Belt Conference championship game. And, I mean, he is head and shoulders the leader of this conference and the leader of this team. Next on the list is going to be probably someone you've never even heard of. And I only have heard of because I live here. So, and that's Jalen Rayner out of Arkansas State. His kept clean PFF grade is 45th, and his kept clean QB rating is 22nd. Now, that's not – I know you're like, okay, well, that's not, crazy. What are we talking about here? Well, the thing is, he didn't start his first game until week four versus Southern Miss. And he never looked back. Like, he played every single game the rest of the year. And so one thing that we'll also dive into here is his depth profile. Deep attempts percentage, 8th. Deep PFF grade, 35th. Deep QB rating, 46th. Medium attempts percentage, 49th. Medium PFF grade, 69th. Medium QB rating, 57th. And then we dive into the Mickey Mouse attempts percentage. He's 151st. And Big Dog attempts percentage, 9th. So, you know what that tells me is even as a freshman, Arkansas State was like, we're going to let this kid cook. Like, we're going to let him go out there and do his thing. And freshmen who produce slightly above average profiles while making these difficult throws have a huge advantage going into their next season and are usually set up for an even bigger improvement. And what adds to that is Arkansas State is 22nd in offensive returning production. And so Rayner is going to be playing with a lot of the players he played with last year. And it's kind of crazy to say this out loud, but they're a dark horse team to make the Sun Belt championship game. And if they do, it's going to be because of Jalen Rayner. So let's go on to the next one and our last one, which is going to be Jordan McLeod at Texas State. Now, Jordan McLeod transferred to Texas State via James Madison. And last year, I mean, you could make the argument that he was probably the best quarterback in the Sun Belt, him or Joey Aguilar. He led James Madison to an unprecedented 11-2 record. My biggest concern is he might be limited by the Texas State play calling. And we'll dive into that. But let's go over his base level profile. 26th in PFF grade when kept clean, and 24th in PFF grade, or in QB rating when kept clean, excuse me. And then when you look at his depth profile, deep attempts percentage was 110th, so a little bit below average, but he was borderline elite. I mean, 18th in deep PFF grade and 20th in deep QB rating. And then when you get to the medium attempts, he's right on par, 73rd in medium attempts percentage, but his PFF grade was 31st and his QB rating was 24th, And then as we go down to the next level, short attempts percentage, 29th. He was 52nd in short PFF grade and 24th in short QB rating. So, like, he was great at every single level. And, I mean, James Madison proved that as they went out and demolished pretty much everybody they played. So the thing that worries me most is going to be the Texas State play calling. And I only say that because last year when TJ Finley was the quarterback, he was 15th in Mickey Mouse attempts and 118th in Big Dog attempts percentage. And McLeod really flourishes in the medium to deep range. And he's better in those ranges than at the short area, which, is usually the inverse for most the average QBs. So Texas State, the expectations here could not be higher. They're the highest they've ever been in the history of the program. And that's evidenced by their win total being 8.5, which you know, even I look at that and I'm like taking a minute to think about it. And the reason is because two things. They bring in Jordan McLeod, and then they play the second easiest schedule in the entire Sun Belt and one of the easiest schedules in the entire country, which is 126th strength of schedule rank. So the thing is, if they unleash McLeod to his full potential, they should appear in the Sun Belt Championship game. But if they put him in a box, you know what happens when you can't make big plays down the field. So, but that is going to be it for the Sun Belt, and that is going to be it for this entire series. I hope you enjoyed coming along. Took a lot of work to do these episodes and the correlating articles with it. But fear not, we are not done with the content, even in the slightest. So we will have more upcoming in the upcoming weeks. We're going to be looking at coaching and coordinator changes, top offensive and defensive units. We're going to be looking at regression, whether it's turnover margin and havoc rate. We'll be looking at one-score game records, fumble luck. I mean, just a ton of stuff that I poured into over the summer. So, as always, that is going to be it. And I really appreciate you tuning in. And I'll catch you on the next one. Take care.